Welcome to Health Tips. Real people who look good and feel great. How do they manage to do it in their busy schedule? Hear these folks and find out. And watch your excuses of time, place, and others get blasted. Today it's Andrea Zoya. One needs a lot of adjectives to describe Andrea. Actress, model, entrepreneur, but also fearless, gutsy, and enthusiastic about life. Andrea, tell us your fitness secrets.
Times after I'm having either my coffee with a lot of milk or my smoothie or my avocado with lactose free milk, I like to wait for 30 minutes to digest that, and then I'm playing the Cindy Crawford DVD, which is quite intense, but I'm not doing it all. She has a program of 60 minutes, but I can't do it all. So I warm up. I warm up all my body, my muscles, and then I start doing a bit of cardio, abdomen, lunges, and by that time, after 30 minutes, I would be quite exhausted. But as I said, I exercise because I want to keep myself energized. I want to get all those hormones and adrenaline pumping into my heart and into my body and give me that kick that I need to resist throughout the traffic, to resist throughout the stressful day, to resist throughout the phone calls, emails, appointments that I will have in the day. And I think that's the core of, that's the secret that I will have to share with you. I had always been doing sports, as I said, and I had been for the past 10 years a professional volleyball player. I used to play volleyball in school and high school and university in Romania. Therefore, I had always been fit and slim, but I had also got an injury from playing volleyball, so my right knee, like many of the athletes have, is injured. And now when I exercise, I have to be careful not to put too much pressure, not to jump too much on my right knee. For that, I'm doing Pilates also whenever I have time. There are certain exercises in Pilates that help the muscles around the knee to get stronger. So you can't just go to the gym and do aerobics. You have to be a bit clever, I think, and listen to the signals that your body is sending you. For instance, because of my profession, because I'm standing most of the time on high heels, and because people are expecting to see me in heels, because you don't see models walking in slippers. You have to be on high heels. You have to be constantly at your best. But because I'm wearing so much high heels, I get constant knee pain. And that is why I'm doing Pilates, to try to keep the muscles around the knee strong. And then when I exercise, I can do everything, like... I like taking care of my abdomen when I exercise. I like to do many, many abs. And then when I do cardio, I'm trying not to overwork the feet that much, because then I will get pain in my right knee. What to do? There are lots of consequences when you do sports for many years, like I did volleyball.
Okay, that's great. So, okay, another thing we always like to know is that how do you deal with when you are low? You know, a lot of times you get up in the morning and you don't feel like exercising, or you don't feel like... So how do you fight that mind battle and end up looking so good and actually getting onto the mat?
Well, there is a famous say that says, if you don't know the meaning of unhappy, you will never appreciate or understand happy. I am a bit privileged because I choose to be an entrepreneur. Therefore, I don't have a job from 9 to 5. I am I'm lucky, but in the same time, I chose this. So I choose to be a freelancer, to be a fashion model. So my agenda is a bit flexible. that is why if I wake up in the morning and I feel like, oh, I'm not getting off bed today, I will just understand that from 365 days that the calendar has, I'm allowed to have 5, 10, I don't know, few days where I will just feel low. Maybe the stress got to me, and maybe that day my body says, I don't want to get off bed. Maybe my body is telling me, I am tired, I don't want to think, I don't want to exercise. So you have to allow your body to just be, and you have to also tell your mind that this is it, today you will just rest. But I think we are feeling low when our mind, body, and soul are not in balance. It would be ideal and it's really clever if we can take care of our health mind. So if we keep ourselves educated, if we constantly read whatever is of our interest, if we take care of our soul, and if we listen to the music that we like, if we watch documentaries or movies that are inspiring or of interest to us, and then if we keep our body fit, if we constantly visit the doctor, if we just listen to the signals that our body is sending, if we keep all these three in balance, we will have less days when we will feel low. I hadn't had many situations where I had to deal with insomnia. Nevertheless, when I have assignments, when I have to anchor, when I have to MC a live event, I can't sleep very much because, of course, you feel tense because you have to face an audience the next day, and your body starts stressing and thinking and overthinking, and you're more conscious about tomorrow, and you get anxious, right? For me, it's working. I'm treating my body with milk and honey. It's really working, and it's calming myself a little bit. And to be very honest with you, I think everything stays in the way how you discipline your mind. And then this has everything to do with how much you've read and you've educated yourself. And then this also is related to your habits. If from a young age you inherit the habits of however many things you are thinking about in the night, it doesn't make you sleep. You can really control them. If you have a habit of saying, well, tomorrow is another day, I have to sleep now, because it's a must to rest 6 to 8 hours, right? It's a must. You need to rest, and then. Is on Friday and Saturday, I think I'm also a bit less free on Saturdays, and I exercise in the weekend a bit more. Yes, I can say that I do exercise in the weekend.
What does happiness mean to you?
All right. To me, happiness is the result of an equation that is always a personalized equation. So I like to compare happiness with a cup of coffee. Everyone likes to drink their coffee differently. Someone will have it black, someone will have it with a bit of sugar, someone will have it with vanilla, cappuccino, cream. And when you finish preparing a coffee and you drink it, you feel satisfied and happy. So to me, happiness is definitely being in balance with myself, feeling confident about my knowledge about myself, getting satisfaction from my family, from my lifestyle, from my work. And as I said to you in the beginning earlier, it's very important to balance everything, to balance your lifestyle, your health, your work achievements, your relationship with your family, your relationship with your friends. Once you've managed to do all of that, once I have managed to do all of that, I think I can consider myself happy. And I am in a certain stage of my life. I'm 27. I have been modeling for like 10 years now. I've started when I was 17. I'm shifting careers now to acting and TV presenting. I'm having my mother from Romania visiting me here in Dubai very often. I'm very, very happy with my career, and I have a lot of wonderful friends, and with who I also exercise. Sometimes they come to my house, sometimes I go to their places. Maybe in the weekends, when the weather is a bit better here in Dubai in winter time, we go to in the park and we do exercises in the park. So this is how I keep myself in balance by having all these elements merging and working together.
Health Tips is brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, India's leading life sciences consulting firm. Atharva Life Sciences Consulting delivers reports on pharma, biotech, agribusiness, and fisheries. To know more, go to www.atharvalife.com. That's atharvalife.com. Or call 080-2353-0016. Or write to info@atharvalife.com. We wait for your health tips. See you next time. Bye.